now time for our Royal Valley locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tadman, and now talking with us is Panthers football coach, that is David Boucher. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Panthers get the first win of the season last week. They go on the road, beat Riverside 38-16. Coach, just a lot to dissect from that game, but just how nice was it to see your team battle after a couple of losses early to get that first win of the year?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, it came out firing on all cylinders, offensively and defensively and special teams, and to watch our kids' hard work pay off and get the results that we all want is nice. You know, we've seen it. You know, we talked last week on the show about, you know, that the score might not have reflected, but our angles and our, you know, and how we, you know, sprinted to the ball and played and executed was actually better against Nemaha, but they're just such a high-quality team that it just, you know, most people don't see that. They don't get to watch the film that we get to watch and be around the kids at practice. And so just watching them work hard and have that pay off for them was very satisfying.
And we talk a lot about skilled position players, of course, and we'll get to one of them in particular here momentarily with the rushing attack, but your team goes 45 carries for nearly 380 yards, you know, over 8 yards per carry. Very, very successful night on the ground. Obviously, when you talk rushing attack, it starts with the offensive line, and the amount of work that they put in and the numbers you guys were able to put up was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at, Jackson King, a senior, and Oscar Ayala, a senior, at your tight end positions. I mean, they were turning out and being able to drive kids and did really well. Eli Torres and Cody Wassinger, seniors on the left side as a guard and a tackle respectively, just moving people and again, just simply doing their job and executing, getting off the ball. And we got Mason Ashley back from injury. You know, he didn't play against Nemaha, which was, you know, a senior at center. He played really well, and I mean, they showed different defenses, so he had to adjust and make the calls and get out, you know, on linebackers, but also block D linemen and things like that. And then, you know, we got young Josh Rodewald, who's a freshman, you know, is playing because of Robert's injury, and you know, getting off the ball and doing well, and he keeps progressing game two to game, you know, game three, and then Mason Irwin as a junior at the right tackle spot just continues to get better. Added so much good weight, and so he's such a strong kid, but now he's starting to really play as strong as he is. So they did a great job.
And a heavy dose of that ground game was Nolan Bausch, and an athlete of the week nod for him, the first-year starter as a sophomore. How about 14 carries for 255 yards? He found the end zone twice. That's very impressive. What'd you see from him?
I mean, Nolan's got great burst. He's got vision and balance, and but everything that Nolan does is he goes hard. He blocks hard. He runs hard. He tackles hard. He does everything with great work ethic. And he's a great kid in the classroom as well, and does everything in his life is trying to be as good as he possibly can be. He made really good cuts. He followed his blockers. But then just his ability to accelerate faster than everybody else really separates him from a lot of different people. But, you know, Jackson Stevens, we didn't talk about him as, you know, we talk about the offensive line, but in this offense, you know, if your running backs don't block for each other, then it's going to be a hard night. And so Jackson as a junior really, really opened things up for Nolan as well. It was an exciting night overall.
Yeah, Jackson, as you mentioned, 59 yards for him, 19 carries. He found the end zone as well. David Boucher joining us. Went over Riverside last week to get that first win of the year. They get Riley County this week for a non-league, non-district matchup, and we'll talk about it when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley head football coach, that is David Boucher. It's presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, getting set for week four of high school football on Friday night. Out of all of our area teams, you guys are the lone one that's not neither a league or district game. It's kind of a tune-up for you. You go on the road, you take on Riley County. Of course, that team's going to be in the new combined league next year, so somewhat familiar with what the Falcons are going to present, but nonetheless, you go to Riley County, a team that's played a very good schedule. They're 1-2. What do you see from them? What kind of game do you expect?
Oh, they do a lot of really nice things. You know, they came in here last year and beat us pretty good. And so, I mean, we got to be prepared to bring our A game and compete. They coach him up over there. They have a long storied history, of course, with John McGraw and Jordy Nelson and all their wonderful talent that they've had. The kids play hard. They play disciplined. They get off the ball and they execute at a high level. They do a lot of things on offense. They'll go from, two back tight end, type of run game to spread and quads and a whole lot of different things. Their cadence, at least on film, looks even different, play to play, whether it's a clap or on sound. They do a lot of things, but the consistent thing they do is they play hard and the kids are going to try as hard as possible to execute the game plan.
As we mentioned again, they've played a very good schedule, two road games to start, Silver Lake and Rossville, and then they hosted Rock Creek last week, lost a low-scoring game there. That was a 14-8 final, but can you take away much from that game last year? Of course, you mentioned that they were able to get that win, 39-14. How much do you take away from that to kind of implement here in this matchup?
Oh, I think you can take away a lot. Now, I mean, they lost their Shrine Bowl player who's a tight end and linebacker and played very well, and in that game in the first quarter, he makes a one-handed grab on a 4th and 12, to continue a drive to get them in the red zone. Then they score on that, and then we threw a pick six the very next possession. So we were down 14-0 before we could even blink. And then from there on out, we battled with them, and it was basically an even game after we reset the from the mid first quarter. But yeah, I think you can take a lot away from it. I mean, they've been in every game. They've kind of been their own worst enemy and turned the ball over a few too many times, trying to create big plays and different things. And they have the athletes to do that. They just aren't quite clicking in some instances. But, they get a safety on Rock Creek with 2 minutes to go last week, and they're just battling it out. And they have the ball at the 15-yard line to win the game, or at least tie it as time expires. So, I mean, they fight and they compete and they do everything that good teams should do.
Finally, Coach, how do you carry the momentum over from the Riverside win into this week and just a few keys and expectations to get a win against a good Riley County team?
Oh, it's the same thing. We can't beat ourselves. We can't do dumb things and turn the ball over or pre-snap penalties. Different things like that to put us behind the sticks. We need to execute our job as hard as possible and go from point A to point B as fast as possible and try to do that within 4 to 6 seconds as the average football play is. And on defense, we gotta limit their quarterback and gotta contain him up a little bit, limit the big play and their really talented wide receivers, and then sprint to the football and contain the run game. Which they do very well. So we just can't beat ourselves, and we got to execute our plan and play hard, and we'll be all right.
Royal Valley head football coach David Boucher joining us. After a win against Riverside, they make a road trip to Riley County, a non-league, non-district game coming up for them in Week 4 on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against the Falcons. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.